Organizers of the Seattle International Dance Festival say it's more challenging to get visas for the artists this year than before. KUOW's Angela Ni Nguyen reports.
Cyrus Kambata is the director of the festival. He says some of the prices to get these artist visas have gone up, and the total cost can be thousands of dollars. Kambata also says the federal government asked for additional paperwork this year. One of the documents recently submitted for a Chinese group was 300 pages long. And he says at one point, the government said, due to a lack of available staff, they weren't able to respond to questions about visa applications. So, why go through all this trouble? Kambata says,
I think that it's important that people recognize we're doing that work of connecting us to the rest of the world and fighting the isolation that is occurring from things like the visa issue.
The festival kicks off with its first event on Saturday at Denny Park in South Lake Union. I'm Angela Ni Nguyen, KUOW News.